Welcome. We are broadcasting live from the mothership. You are tuned in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio with your host Jonah Bolt. Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in to hear the colors and see the music. Starseed Energy Radio goes live in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, and thank you for joining me this evening for the very first edition of Tones from the Quadrobe. The Quadrobe is a music performance act focused on removing your mind from your body, using that split second when you feel yourself within the music and you forget everything around you. In this series of podcasts, we will explore the realms of techno, progressive, psytrance, all different forms of electronic music. I'd love to stay in touch with you. If you want to jump on facebook.com/thequadrobe or at quadrobe.com, you can sign up for my mailing list, where I will send all the latest mixes and originals. But for now, let's kick it off with Vertex Northern Lights.
What's up, Spaceship Earth? Thanks for tuning in. You are receiving a live transmission from Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in on Saturday nights from 10 to 1 a.m. Eastern Time to hear the colors and see the music. I am your host, Jonah Bolt. Today is Saturday, March 30th, 2013, and that was off the mix from The Quadrobe and the record label Keyframe Entertainment. And Julian Reyes is joining us on the show tonight to talk about that. And we also have an amazing lineup, as always. We have 8 guests on the show tonight, a stellar lineup. But before that, I want to give a quick shout out to Original Language. Check out originallanguage.org. They make epic shirts and hoodies with amazing crystals embedded in the ink. I wear their t-shirts all the time. I love their stuff. Check it out. Also, a big shout out to Me Dad. Happy birthday, Me Dad. He's in Hong Kong today. I spoke to him over Skype. Watch out, North Korea's going on the fritz, so he's in the danger zone, so I hope everything works out. My dad flies out today, so shout out to me, Dad. And also to my good friend Derek in Southeast, shout out to him. And of course, Anna G. With that, we have Frank Joseph joining us on the show tonight. Frank is the author of over 20 books on Atlantis and on ancient American history. He'll be joining us on the show tonight for almost a full hour. Check out ancientamerica.com. We have Barbara Schiffman, a published author, journalist, speaker. She's also joining us on the show tonight. Check out yourlifeandsoul.com. We have Sandra Wasco Flood joining us, talking about the Okta event happening in Washington, D.C. We have Julian Reyes from Keyframe Entertainment. We have a health and wellness update from WinFox, some Serper updates from the U.K. with Martin Ellis, talking about the Serper ET contact updates, exciting stuff happening there. And then we have, of course, Ryan Matthew Dernick giving us updates on world politics, world news, lots of stuff, like I mentioned, about North Korea going on. And, of course, want to give a shout-out to the Okta event that's coming to Asheville April 26th and the 27th. And in Washington, May 4th, shout-out to Danny, my friend Danny out in Washington, D.C., May 4th and 5th. So here's some more of the Quadrobe, and we'll be right back with the show. Enjoy.
My name is Angie, and I wanted to let you know how One World Whey and many other products have helped me. I've had type 1 diabetes for 35 years and have never had such good control over my blood sugars as I do now using One World Whey. Not only has it helped keep my blood sugars more stabilized, it has also helped me with my energy level. And a couple of months after being on One World Whey, I noticed that the neuropathy pain in my feet was gone. And I had feeling in both feet again. Now I can run around on the grass and play with my kids again. Another thing that I absolutely love about the whey, it makes me feel and look a lot younger. It does more for me than any medicine I've taken. Thanks for helping my family and me. And yes, my twins love this stuff. To them, your whey is better than candy. I should know, today they fought over how much the other was getting.
One World Whey is a superfood to support your optimum blood sugar. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Whey.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Whey for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Starseed Energy Radio with Jonah Gold is a cosmic radio show with a mix of riveting new electronic and world music, along with updates and interviews. Starseed Energy Radio covers the latest in world news, earth changes, global events, updates on 2012, spiritual and galactic news. The radio show is focused on doing interviews to help mind, body, and soul, ranging from self-sustainability, spirituality, esoteric topics, holistic practitioners, intuitive individuals, and healers. Featuring groundbreaking conscious content that includes environmental and social change movements, activism, and getting people more actively involved with community to raise awareness. Plus, new independent music every week and live special guest musicians. Hear the colors and see the music. Awaken. The time is now. Check out StarseedEnergyRadio.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. Just want to remind everybody out there to check out StarseedEnergyRadio.com for the latest news and updates. You could also follow me on Twitter. Check out the iTunes page, podcast, leave comments, like, whatever you can do to spread the awareness. Check out the YouTube channel. Just put up like 30 new videos on the YouTube channel. Check out the Android app and the Amazon app, or the Android app available at Amazon, and also the iPhone app that's out. And, of course, want to give a shout out to everybody out in Temple of Light, Irvine, California, going on right now at the Cosmic Reunion 4 Density Conference with Laura Eisenhower, Peter Sterling. All those guys are out there, so a shout-out to all, everyone out there. And thanks for all of you guys for coming on the show the last month and a half. I hope you guys have an awesome event tonight, so we'll send some light and love out there. Now on to our first interview of the night. We have Julian Reyes, Keyframe Entertainment, which is a multifaceted entertainment management company that bridges underground culture, technology, music, and video. Keyframe showcases a selection of San Francisco's most unique DJs, performers, and events. And Keyframe's mission is to function as a portal creating prosperity for the international dance community and also to expose the Bay Area underground music to the masses. Also, amazing information and a breaking announcement coming from Julian tonight. Keyframe Entertainment believes deeply that electronic music is spiritual technology. Amen to that. And its main purpose is to unite people from all walks of life. Check out keyframe-entertainment.com. Julian's been on the show before and love having him on because he speaks truth and he's a mover and shaker all over the world. Julian, thanks for coming on. How are you this evening?
Thank you very much. I appreciate the introduction and I'm glad to be here with you again.
Absolutely, absolutely, brother. And so many good things happening from you and so many other people we know really making some moves out there and you have some exciting news to announce tonight. But first, if you give the listeners out there a little breakdown on the Quadro, we opened up the show with the music rocking. Been listening to it all day since you sent me the links and just love it. So give the listeners out there who they are, a breakdown on them, and where they can find some of their information at.
Right. You can find them at Facebook.com, The Quadrobe, and also at SoundCloud, The Quadrobe. And he is an amazing young up-and-coming DJ who's actually made some really like great strides for his time in San Francisco. He's originally from the Midwest, and then he went to audio engineering school in Florida, and then he went immersed into the underground scene in San Francisco, and he's actually a resident DJ for Opulent Temple, which is one of the biggest sound camps in Burning Man. And then he's also played a lot of psychedelic trance parties and a lot of techno parties. And when I saw him just coming up the ranks, I thought, you know what, there's something special about him, so let me get to know him. And he is just a powerful force in his production, and that's why I'm back in the artist management world working with the Quadro, because I believe that he's going to usher a new era of electronic music which respects the psychedelic, respects the techno, respects the trance. It incorporates all of those elements for the music. So it's kind of like more of a genre bending, more of a genre mixing, and that's what I appreciate moving forward with my artists.
Absolutely, and as we see more of that, the most amazing thing we see is this music being a transformational tool, a technology, like you said, that's literally raising vibrations and consciousness by the different surfeggio tones or binary beats put in the music or scalar tones in the music or, whatever. All different things are being put into the music now to activate and do things, and DJs like that are carrying that message with the intent to awaken and pass this information on, and that's what's so powerful. That's the new electronic music that I see of these conscious DJs putting out music with intent, not just mixing them together, having fun, making a nice mix, but putting it out there for a reason to bring people together for unity. That's what's so important, and that's what's so amazing about all your artists basically on your label. Talk about Keyframe Entertainment, the history of it, and where it's at today.
Well, it started out as a music label for psytrance artists in San Francisco. I noticed that a lot of people were creating beautiful psytrance, but there wasn't that much distribution option, so I put together Keyframe Entertainment, and the term Keyframe is actually a moniker that I adopted from 3D animation. In my former career, I was a 3D animator, so I wanted to create a term that encompasses kind of like the legacy that I'm trying to create, which is to be a keyframe, to be the highest point of movement in entertainment in the EDM scene. So I went into artist management. I represented the Ultra Music Festival for many years. I worked representing DJs, representing festivals, and then I got involved with Electronic Awakening, directed by Andrew Johnner, which is an amazing, amazing project that I spoke about last time for the listeners that haven't heard before. Is Electronic Awakening is a film that talks about the spirituality of electronic dance music and its connection to shamanic rituals and its connections to our sense of belonging. When we're together in a space where we all become one because of the electronic music and the vibration that it causes, we become one organism. And that's kind of like, it shows in a larger scale how life could be, how we can treat each other with love and respect. So Electronic Awakening is very powerful. And you can get the DVD right now at electronicawakening.com, and you can also download it from iTunes. And then that actually led me to other projects that were deeper within the transformational culture, and that brought me up to the Bloom, A Journey Through Transformational Festivals. And you can find that at the bloomseries.com, and that is definitely another project that I want your listeners to be aware of, because over the course of four episodes, the Bloom explores all the ingredients that create the alchemy of a transformational festival. Like, what is the difference between a music festival and a transformational festival? And it talks about the themes and the stories and the interviews that really take the viewer into worlds like Burning Man and Rainbow Serpent in Australia and Boom Festival in Portugal and Shambhala in Canada and, you know, all of these other festivals that are happening around the world that many people don't know about. And that's my current project that I'm working on right now. And then I have other films in the works, but it's very important for everyone to know that the evolution is happening at a rapid rate, and the best way for us to continue its path is to contribute, and to contribute and to be a part of it.
Absolutely. The more of us that come together, vibrate higher consciously, the awakening is happening. More people are becoming consciously aware of living sustainably, green energy, to stop with the, like, so many things that are wrong with the system. But it's these festivals that are awakening people to another way of living, like Burning Man and things like that. And that's what's so important. A shout out also to Tomorrowland. That's an amazing festival out, I think, in Switzerland, 180,000 people. Now they're doing Tomorrow World in Georgia this year, and their whole thing is amazing. It's just, oh, so all the listeners out there, check that out. You have a new project that you've been working on, and you just mentioned a little, but you also have an announcement tonight, so let's get into that. Tell us about what's going on now and this amazing project you've been collaborating and working with other people on.
Right. My next project, I'm working with these amazing guys at Denver on a project called The American Jungle. And it's directed by Joshua Phonetic Freeman and Jeremy Ballard. And they're both well-respected DJs in the drum and bass genre. They've actually been gathering footage for about 15 years of all the top drum and bass DJs that have come through the U.S. and have played at their shows. And they're, and we're actually creating a documentary that talks about the history of drum and bass in the United States and how it relates to EDM in general. And it's called The American Jungle, and this is like the first announcement, public announcement that I've made, that I'm coming on board as associate producer to make sure this thing happens and that it's done at the highest level of quality. And it, you know, ushers the third EDM film that I'm involved in, which, you know, is big news, because years ago, EDM was a like underground phenomenon, and now it's hitting the mainstream. But
yeah,
there are different levels of that mainstream, right? There's the festivals and the big names, right? And then there's the underground, and there's the transformational culture. And I want to let the world know what these pockets of reality are within the subgenres of EDM, so people can really become activated and learn more about it. And I think film is a perfect way of doing it, because you're really understanding the story. That's why these documentaries are important. And it's not just you go to an event, you pay money, you dance, and you go home. Here, with the films that I'm involved in, you actually learn. You get to see the interviews, you get to hear from the DJs, hear from the organizers, hear the intention behind it. And I think it's very important for people to really participate. And that's what I say, that, you know, that's the main driver for me, is to kind of illuminate what's going on in all of these pockets of reality.
Excellent. The press release is going out Monday, so thank you for that announcement. It's an exciting announcement, because it's so important for people, like you said, visually to see what these festivals do, the powerful transformation they have on people, waking them to a greater sustainable way of living, to a higher consciousness. It's unbelievable the changes people have at some of these festivals and concerts. Like Burning Man blew my heart wide open.
Exactly.
I had never been so in touch with like my heart like I was when I left there for like a month or so after. It was unbelievable. And that's what's so powerful about those. And people need to experience that so they see what it's like to live without money or credit cards and live in a gift economy and live by bartering and doing what you want to do and being creative and not just doing a 9-to-5. You know, if you do what you want to do and you have the right intent, the universe is going to support you. That's how it works, because that energy is there, that drive is there, you know, and the matrix, this reality, will respond to that. That's that energy we're trying to push out there, that consciousness with the music. And it's amazing. Tell us about some upcoming projects also besides that, because you got a lot going on with music artists, with the record label. So what else is going on in the upcoming for Keyframe?
For Keyframe, my new relationship with Reality Sandwich, we are working on Evolver EDM. And as you know, Evolver is the community side to Reality Sandwich. And I'm going to come on board as music director and really create
nice.
A vehicle within Reality Sandwich where we can show the Evolver community what these DJs and what these shamans are bringing, you know, their sonic gifts and their interviews and really get into the way that they perceive and what inspires the artist. Because I think it's also important to let people know the end product, which is the music, but also how the music got there from the creative perspective.
Excellent. Well, Julia, thanks again for coming on the show. It's KeyframeEntertainment.com. We'll have you back soon, brother. Thanks for coming on.
All right. Well, take care. Much love.
We'll be right back.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio. And I want to give a thank you to Julian for coming on the show. As always, he's always coming on with some good news and updates. Now we're going to go to our next guest. We have Barbara Schiffman, published author, journalist, speaker, careers in personal spiritual development and the entertainment industry for over four decades, a veteran Hollywood script consultant, Akashic Records teacher, a hypnotherapist, and a life soul coach. As a writer, she co-wrote three screenplays and had chapters published in five anthology books. She has also created the Life Energy Tune-Up and Dancing on the Wheel of Life programs based on her Intuitive Life Balancing Coach telecourses. Since 1975, her articles have been published in dozens of national and local print publications. And also, since 1985, she has been a speaker on writing and breakthrough coaching at dozens of entertainment industry and personal growth expos. Her website is yourlifeandsoul.com. And the station is trying to get her. Okay, so all right, the station is trying to get her, and let's see, I had I guess they had the wrong number. Okay. Anyways, so looks like they're trying to get her on. All right. Sandra, you with us?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. Thank you for coming on the air. And we're going to talk about some amazing event tonight that's coming up in Washington, D.C. And so tell us the great news about what's happening in Washington, D.C. coming up on May, what is it, 4th and 5th?
May 4th and 5th, yes. On May 4th, that's World Labyrinth Day, when people all over the world are going to be walking labyrinths for peace at 1 o'clock in their time zone. We have the great privilege to have a World Peace Labyrinth at the D.C. Vietnam Memorial. And it's going to be done by this Mayan, Akta, who is doing a new design based on the sacred geometry of the pyramids.
And what can people expect to find at this event in Washington, D.C.?
Okay, well, they're going to find a wonderful labyrinth ceremony, all sorts of meditation. There's going to be voice and percussion and wind instruments, and also, Qigong and silent meditation as well, and energetic meditation. And people will be able to bring their own instruments and play. And according to Octave, when you get the resonance up to 13.3 hertz, it resonates with the magnetic field of the Earth. And it will line up with that, and it's going to be great energy for peace. And I experienced this in 2011 at the Labyrinth Society conference in Taos, which our organization helped co-sponsor. And it was just tremendous, the heartbeat and the unification of the people and so on. And he's going to do a new labyrinth design that's going to combine two of the ones he's already made. And one of them is going to be transformation labyrinth, which has to do more with inner peace. And then there's going to be the Mirror of Orion labyrinth, and that does line up with the stars and everything. And that has to do more with world peace and has all those different forms of meditation that includes all different types of people in it, you know. He said he's going to put the transformation labyrinth in the middle, in the center, and combine both of them. And I just think that's so synchronistic because our organization, Living Labyrinths for Peace, has as its slogan, inner peace to world peace through labyrinths.
And it's amazing some of the work you've done in, 1985, you did the theology conference at Cornell University, and you created the Art for Spirit group to address the spiritual in art. And its current exhibit is the Light, which may be viewed at the Metropolitan Memorial Church in Washington, D.C., and
right.
Labyrinths all over the world are going to be doing this all at the same time at 1 p.m. around the world together.
Yes.
And what does that do? Can you explain, Sandra, what that will do energetically?
Well, I think energetically it's just going to unite everybody. It's going to be like I think it just goes like one after another, like it's going around, you know, in 1 p.m. their time zone. And it should be uniting people all across the globe, basically, for peace. I don't know all the scientific terms, you know, for it, but this resonating with the Earth's field and magnetism and everything is just wonderful, you know. The labyrinth is actually, there's a big renaissance today in the labyrinth, and it's an ancient. Design over 4,000 years old, found in most cultures of the world, and it was used for major ceremonies, like for funerals and marriages, you know, and things of this sort, and for protection and for peace and all the things that we're using it for today. And so I think it's just wonderful that this ancient design is returning, you know, and helping so many people. It's found all over the place now. It's found in prisons and hospitals, you know, and centers of government. And in the year 2000, we had a demonstration for inner peace on the East Lawn of the U.S. Capitol. That's right behind the Capitol in front of the Library of Congress. And we had a couple big labyrinths out there, made of surveyor flags, and this demonstration went on for 2 weeks.
And this event that is happening is with Okta, and for more information, people can get in contact with you to help out with the event. And livinglabyrinthforpeace.org is the website. Thank you, Sandra, for coming on the show.
Okay, right, thank you very much, too.
We'll be right back. Enjoy.
Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
As the new year approaches, are you ready for more? More health, more vitality, and more well-being. Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and for 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching people how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned that by taking one natural substance, I could begin to activate that power in my genes and achieve the more that I desired. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and offer you a free sample of the product that I've been using for almost 2 years that has created extraordinary results in my life. Go to www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
A Neo Meditation Cube is laid out according to sacred geometry and contains layers of ether, platinum, gold, silver, copper, or aluminum metals, which carry vibrational frequencies, bringing you in tune with the God consciousness while boosting your glandular and immune system. By meditating 15 minutes a day with our Neo device, you can supercharge the law of attraction while integrating your mind, body, and spirit. So don't waste your valuable time. Join us and learn how to meditate deeply. To order your Neo Meditation Cube, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Soul Nourishing helps you nourish your heart, mind, body, and soul with a variety of holistic health and therapeutic choices that will empower you. Elizabeth Garland is your soul coach, and she will help you resolve inner conflicts, remove toxic patterns, improve communication, and resolve incomplete emotional relationships. Change your life today. Discover joy. Contact Elizabeth Garland at 210-218-2075. That's 210-218-2075. Or for more information, visit her online today at www.soulnourishing.com. It's here. Ormus Water, now available online at the new Starseed Energy Radio online store. Ormus is short for David Hudson's Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic Elements. I take Ormus Water daily and feel a big difference in my energy. Ormus is created from pure organic sea salts and is created through an ancient alchemical process. Ormus Water can help your body back to its original state of health. It helps against fluoride, GMOs, chemtrails, and all other poisons and toxins found in our air and food today. For more information or to order Ormus, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store. WinFox Organic Herbal Blends, now available exclusively to Starseed Energy Radio. I personally take WinFox Herbal Blends every day for my health and endurance. WinFox Herbal Blends have a very high and well-substantiated rate of success with the clients they work with. All the herbs used at WinFox Herbal are grown organically and ethically wild-harvested from areas free of contamination. Their guarantee is to use only the purest, most potent, and ecologically sound herbs available in all their formulations. For more information or to order WinFox Organic Herbal Blends, visit starseedenergyradio.com/store.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio. And we ended on the WinFox Herbal Blends commercial, and now joining us on the show is WinFox to give us some health and wellness updates. So that worked out perfectly. WinFox, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Jonah. How are you doing today?
Doing good.
I know we're coming up on the springtime, and around this time of year we get a
yes,
lot of flowers
and blue.
It's so great to see everything coming out, but unfortunately a lot of people still seem to have problems with allergies. Allergies can occur due to a variety of reasons, and it really helps you narrow down what it might be caused from if you can kind of pinpoint what time of year it's at its worst, because it can be caused by a lot of things, by house dust, animal dander, fungus, molds, foods, grasses, and so forth. Usually, if it's from a plant, it's only when that plant is flowering or just finished flowering. But if it's kind of throughout the year, it's more likely to be a food allergy or could be due to an allergy to something else in the home. One thing I've found that really helps people who aren't sure is by keeping a diary and just kind of making a note of it every time they have an attack. One thing you can do for some relief, though, is I actually make a blend here at WinFox Herbal that I use for a really bad histamine-type reaction where you have that intense hay fever, you feel sweaty, you feel it just got mucus coming out of every orifice, you know, you just have that, all that mucus coming out of the nose and that intense sneeze and usually a little bit of a headache or a migraine, but it's a really simple blend I use. It's just goldenrod, eyebright, elecampane, elderflower, and ginger, but it really does the trick. I myself have struggled for years with an allergy to ragweed, and I used to have intense problems from that and get my own severe reactions, but I originally came up with that blend just to give myself a little bit of relief so I wouldn't have to use a chemical alternative that I had no idea where it was being produced, how it was actually being made. You know, I've gotten a lot pickier over the years about what I put in my body, and that's certainly not a bad thing. I think everyone should really think about what effect putting anything in their body is going to have on them on a long-term basis, because you might get a little bit of temporary relief, but it might cost you a lot down the line.
Absolutely, and that's why I have you and Dr. Deer and other people on the show, because you're herbalists and you use natural things to cure anything. Anything that we have, you can cure naturally. It doesn't matter what it is. Pick it. And it's so important for people to know that, because people aren't told that. They're told to buy pharmaceuticals. When you're sick, go get a Z-Pak or a shot or get flu shots, and it's just all BS, really. I mean, it's just propaganda.
Well, people have this faulty notion that back in the day, back before there were these pharmaceutical medicines, that people used to just live with their sicknesses or just die from these sicknesses. But it's been proven that people have actually lived much longer than our current generation does when they incorporated herbs and proper diet and living for what your body needs into their lifestyle. Unfortunately, in this country, we're kind of always in a rush, and that's actually one of the worst things for your body is stress, and that can aggravate anything from allergies to depression to just intense feelings of anger and frustration. So it's important to think about, you know, what am I doing to my body? What am I going to do? Instead of looking at the body as something we need to shut down and suppress, what can I do to help my body work more effectively? And I think that's what a lot of the mindset in medicine needs to change towards, instead of, okay, well, we're going to wait till you have enough problems to give you this to hide these problems, but not necessarily fix these problems. We need to start thinking about what can we do to keep these problems from occurring in the first place. It needs to be an entirely different attitude in the field of medicine. It's great working with a lot of natural healers. You having natural healers on your show, you know, obviously I'm in the natural health community. I get to meet a wide variety of really enlightened, forward-thinking individuals on a daily basis, and it's so great to see that we're in such a center for change here in Western North Carolina.
Yeah,
I go
absolutely
to other places, and it's like going back to the dark ages sometimes.
No, absolutely. We're blessed to be up here with so many enlightened people and so many people that are consciously aware of what they're putting in their body, like you said. And I'm going to see you Monday to pick up my daily endurance formula that I take. And I've been slacking on getting it. And I can definitely tell a difference when I'm on your product and other products that I take. I take all sorts of products. A lot of products that I advertise on my show, I basically use and take all of them. And I feel differences with all different things, whether it's more energy or more this, or my dreams more vivid or whatever it is. You can tell there's a difference. There's things happening. There's things going on. And it's helping and improve the body. And the best thing about it is that if something isn't right or it's the wrong herb or flower or something like that, it's not going to kill you. It's like a chemical, correct?
No, it's even if you take something in the wrong instant, the type of side effect you would get is generally going to be extremely mild compared to if you would take the wrong pharmaceutical medicine, and that could actually be life-threatening. It's very rare. It does occur sometimes, so I mean, you should always check for known toxicity, but it's very rare for an herb to have a contraindication where if you take it at the wrong instant, it's going to be deadly or almost toxic to you. I mean, I do work with some low-dose botanicals I use only in extreme emergencies, but that's not the kind of thing the average person is going to use. So, you know, most of the common herbs that you're going to hear about, that you're going to use, they're really a lot safer than sometimes they're made out to be. But again, it's always good to educate yourself. Whenever you're unsure, I found one of the best cures over the years for uncertainty is just gaining a little bit of knowledge about the subject, learning it, researching it yourself. You know, there's no problem that can't be reached with just that
Absolutely.
Little bit of personal effort and initiative.
I say it on the show all the time. Research this stuff for yourself. Check it out yourself. YouTube video, anything you got to do to learn this stuff, because that's how you're going to start implementing it with yourself, is when you have that experience and you learn it and you implement it. So that's how you got to do it. Wynn Fox, as always, thank you for coming on the show and giving us some
help. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We'll have you back on soon.
Great, and I'll see you on Monday. You have a great show, and everyone out there, have a great night.
Thanks, Wynn Fox. Take care. Now we're going to jump to our next guest. We have Ryan Matthew Dernick joining us, always updating us on politics, world events, earth changes, and lots of things going on in the world. So, Ryan, let's get started. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing spectacular, Jenna. How are you doing?
Doing pretty well, doing pretty well. It was a beautiful day here up in the mountains and clear skies. Lots of things going on with those clear skies. Let's jump into some earth changes and lots of things going on, but let's try to not go too much into it, because I want to get to North Korea, of course. Lots of things going on there. What can you tell us about some earth changes?
Definitely, definitely. Well, solar-wise, there's a large far-side sunspot that hurled multiple coronal mass ejections or solar flares toward Venus a week ago, and it's now rotating onto the Earth's side of the sun. It has potential for additional eruptions that will become more clear as it turns around and starts facing our planet dead on in the days ahead. And in regards to any solar activity, the solar wind speed at this juncture is 545 kilometers a second, and there's only a couple sunspots to be noted of: 1704, 1707, 1708, 1710, and 1709. And right now, that there's no real measurable sign that any of these are actually going to have any geo-effective effects on us. They only give a 10% chance of a Class M flare from the NOAA Space Weather Forecast, and a Class X has less than a 1% of a chance. So other than that, there's nothing really going on in regards to any solar activity. Comet Pan-STARRS is on the way out right now. There were some spectacular views of Comet Pan-STARRS over the last 2 weeks across the globe, especially in the Northern Hemisphere over the last about a week ago, and now it's since fading up into the northern latitudes and into Earth. Other Earth changes, the latest earthquakes, there's been a couple of 6.0-plus earthquakes. There was one east of the Kuril Islands, a 6.1. In Vanuatu region, there was a 6.0 approximately 7 days ago. And the South Sandwich Island region, which is in the Atlantic Ocean by the Scotia Sea north of Antarctica, had a 5.1, and that comes on the heels of the 6.1 they had approximately about a week ago. In Guatemala, there was a 6.2 a couple days ago. And in Chile, there was a 5.1, or 4.6, I'm sorry. And the Central Mid-Atlantic Ridge was a 4.7. In Taiwan, there's a 6.0. And the South Sandwich Island region also had a back-to-back earthquakes of 5.6 and 5.5. So there's a lot of activity in around the Ring of Fire. So on to other areas. Southeast of Easter Island had a 5.0, and the most recent earthquake was south of the Fiji Islands. It was 5.0 and a depth of 32 kilometers. Now on to other news in regards to volcanic activity. El Hierro, which has really been showing an uptick, basically seismicity and deformation at El Hierro and Canary Islands remains strong, though somewhat diminished in intensity since yesterday. Maximum earthquake magnitudes have reached approximately 4.1 in magnitude at that time, with epicenter still offshore and around a 20-kilometer depth. Now, if people don't understand where El Hierro is in the Canary Island chain, I said this last week, and the Canary Island chain, people, scientists have been talking about it for quite some time over the last half of a century, saying that if the western side, the western flank of the volcanic island, which is La Palma in the Canary Island chain, just is adjacent to El Hierro, that it would cause a large tsunami. And from a bird's eye view,
massive.
If you could see it, massive. You would see a column of water about a mile high that would come up and just as harmlessly go back under the water stealthily and head out in all directions in a circular pattern. Kind of like when you see a drop of water from a raindrop on a puddle, you see those ripples that come out. Now, volcanic seismic crisis at Talega Volcano, Nicaragua Station, continues in its third week. Event magnitudes is there are still reaching 3.0 magnitude at times, though the earthquake rate of occurrence, which is the frequency, is down the past several days. Short bursts of volcanic tremors also affected the volcano. Periodic volcanic tremors continue at nearby San Cristobal Volcano, as well as occasional aftershocks from last week's 4.3 magnitude at the volcano. Elsewhere, there has been reported that no significant changes in eruptive seismic behavior at the five Tamakachkin volcanoes in Tolbatchik. Tolbatchik continuous volcanic tremors Shavuot and Kisman has moderate seismicity, and Bezmani has weak seismicity. At Kuramsky, there's no seismicity reported due to seismic station outages, and there's moderate seismicity continues at Febgorla volcano in tandem with a high level of hydrothermal activity. So up by the Ring of Fire, there's been in the Aleutian Arc, all the way over to Russia, there's been a lot of activity across the Bering Strait. Small local earthquakes have become more frequent at Korovan volcano and the Aleutian Arc. Station KOWE during the past week, small earthquakes are frequent also in the vicinity of the Mount Spur volcano and Alaskan Range Station. And small shallow earthquakes, which are showing magmatic signs not too far under the surface, as well as glacier quakes, continue at Alamna volcano in Alaska. The second felt earthquake this week along the southern boundary of Long Valley Caldera, which is, if everyone doesn't realize, there are a couple supervolcanoes in the western United States.
Yep.
Struck overnight. The magnitude 3.8 event, it's not just Yellowstone, everyone. There's a couple out in the western United States. The magnitude 3.8 event is as usual for the region, has been followed by numerous aftershocks so far of magnitude 1.5 or at the highest 2.0 magnitude. And on to Mexico, Colima volcano continues to experience frequent explosions, volcanic earthquakes, and rockfalls. Electronic distance measurements conducted by the University of Colima volcanologists show strong inflation of the volcano in the past week, a two-day-long period of continuous exhalation activity, meaning gassing, venting, that's what exhalation activity means, and a Popocatépetl volcano, it appears to be winding down. Today's Popo seismogram shows continuous volcanic tremors and several volcanic tectonic earthquakes as well. And into other volcanic activity, there doesn't seem to be anything else except for some seismic data as well from Guatemalan volcanoes. It was not available at the time of this report. It described generally low levels of activity at Pacaya, Fuego, and Santa Maria. Periods of elevated volcanic activity and tremors continue now in Masaya volcano in Nicaragua, and episodes of higher amplitude volcanic earthquakes affect Concepcion volcano. Now, Makin volcano in Colombia trembles with tiny local earthquakes again today. So, as you can tell, it's increasingly becoming
more
of a lot of volcanic activity all over the world. And the conclusion, recent OMI satellite imagery shows pronounced sulfur oxide plumes over the Amber volcano. Lesser plumes were identified in the Rangongo, and perhaps the plumes may be due to human activity. It's not yet known, but there's also activity in New Britain in the Pago volcanoes, as MODIS satellite thermal imagery has captured hot spots in Tabalchik, Popocatépetl, and Palauay volcanoes in Indonesia. So all around the Ring of Fire, we are kicking it up a notch, and
they're all connected. And when things happen, things are going to go off. People need to be aware of this stuff, and lots of things always popping off with earth changes. So you got to be aware of what is going on around the world.
Yeah.
But let's jump to the hottest news going on right now. My dad is out in Hong Kong as we speak. Talking
you just got off
earlier.
The phone with him too, right, John?
Just got off the phone. He was on Skype. He is in the danger zone, so I hope he gets out. What is going on with North Korea? Give us a download.
All right, as you know, Kim Jong-un, he's the predecessor to the successor to Kim Jong-il, his
he's
father.
He's 24,
and he's
25?
30, he's about 30 now, actually.
Oh, he's 30.
Here's the weird thing to me that you have all this stuff going on with the possible North Korea putting its rockets on standby Friday, and this is basically in response to the fact that the day before on Thursday, they did their annual, basically, drill exercises with South Korea and the South Korea-United States military bases, where you had U.S. bombers go in, and they flew across the Pacific flight across the Pacific and did a drop exercise where they dropped some cargo. Now, in response to that, of course, Kim Jong-un goes, you know what, I'm going to put my freaking rockets on standby, you know, to attack U.S. military bases in South Korea and the Pacific. And there's also been some leakage that there's some pictures that came out showing him with his generals as he signed the declaration putting his rockets on standby, and it showed some interesting pictures behind him that showed actually coordinate lines that had different axes, one pointed toward Guam, one pointed toward South Korea at the U.S. military base in South Korea, a couple other ones were pointed toward Hawaii, and a couple other ones were pointed toward California, and let's not forget, let's point a couple other ones toward their end destinations in Texas. And if you know about that, there's large military installations that the United States has at all those strategic locations. In response to this, the United States has been increasing its nuclear defense on the west coast of the United States. And U.S. officials warned that the isolated communist state is not a paper tiger, and its reaction should not be dismissed as pure bluster or rhetoric, inflammatory speech. And according to the South Korea's news agency, Yonhap, North Korea announced Saturday that it had entered a state of war against South Korea. In a special statement, the North said it will deal with every inter-Korean issue in a wartime manner. Yonhap reported on the to the affiliates that it could not immediately confirm. The two Koreas, for people historically, have been in a technical state of war because their 1950 to 1953 conflict, which ended under a massive arms under an armistice and not a peace treaty. So basically, they have this demilitarized zone, the DMZ, between North Korea and South Korea.
That's right.
Barbed wire, the whole shebang.
Ryan, hold on right there. We got to take a quick break. I want to talk more about North Korea, so hang on right there. We'll take a quick break. Here's some more of the Quadro. We'll be right back.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, welcome back to the show. We're joined by Ryan Dernick talking about North Korea. Ryan, we have about 5 minutes left. So we were talking before you left how everyone's on alert right now, high stakes, alert red, DEFCON 5.
Yes.
What's the next step? What do you think is really going to happen, personally?
I think this could be a bunch of geopolitical hot air. But it also, at the same time, you got to wonder. Now look at it from this perspective. You have the peninsula, North Korea, South Korea, all right? They are, in a sense, a dictatorial reflection of China because they're connected to the mainland of China, okay? So China, on the auspices, on the surface seems, they want to keep their trade agreements going on with the United States that have really helped their economy, albeit there has been some fray in their economy because of the tensions between Japan and China over these Senkaku Islands and the Diaoyu Islands, that the Chinese call them, and it's basically over oil futures. But what's going on here right now, I think, is it's like a chess game. They're seeing, basically testing the resolve of America, seeing whether or not we are the beacon of freedom, of capitalism, and just testing our resolve to see if we really know what we can do. We can stand up to any kind of tyrannical regime. And according to North Korea's official KCNA news agency, the country's leader, Kim Jong-un, judged the time has come to settle accounts with the United States imperialists in view of prevailing situations at midnight, meeting with top generals. And this is according to Reuters. And let's do the timeline. In February, North Korea conducted an underground nuclear bomb test, Jonah. And that was actually recorded by the United States Geological Survey as a 5.0 magnitude earthquake. They did that half a mile under the ground. They did a nuclear bomb test. What does that mean? I know you hear some news agencies saying, oh, actually, they didn't enrich uranium yet. Okay, they have underground military bases in North Korea.
Well, they've done three nuclear tests since then.
Yeah, and then before that, previously, they even developed a missile that could hit the U.S. mainland. And not only are the targets that I just said their targets, they also have targets determined as well. Washington, D.C., as well as Los Angeles. So they're going for broke here. He's trying to flex his muscle. And North Korea has also cut off its hotline with South Korea on Saturday, threatening to shut down a border factory complex, which is essentially the last major symbol of any inter-Korean cooperation between the two, North Korea and South Korea. And the escalating tensions have captured attentions worldwide, of course. Mongolia called for six-party talks to be resumed after North Korea's state of war declaration. And Mongolia would extend its relationship with North Korea. Prime Minister Norvin Alatagung said that the press conference in Ulaanbaatar with his Japanese counterpart Shinzo Abe, who's of Japan, who's very nationalistic, and that's why we're having this increased conflict and tension with Japan and China.
I knew as soon as this kid took over last year, there was going to be war. I felt it as soon
right?
as it happened. He's young. These generals want war. Or China, whoever the powers that be, want war, and now they have another pawn that can do it. So let's hope nothing happens, but you never know. I think they're just blowing hot
air.
You
never know, because now the Pentagon just released that they're beefing up the U.S. missile defenses on the West Coast for interception, Jonah. They're beefing them up for an interception of missiles. So they are anticipating and not taking his word lightly, as he just signed a declaration to put his missiles on standby, and he's had specified targets not only in and around North Korea, in Guam, in Hawaii. He's hitting all the bases. He wants to hit Los Angeles. There's a naval base around there. He's going for broke. Let's see if he's going to do it. And this is basically a retort, I believe, again, because of what happened a couple days ago with the bombers coming from Missouri and flying over and doing a drop operation. And on the side note, in regards to our national debt, you know how much it costs to fly those bombers over there just to do an exercise?
How much?
$5.5 million.
Awesome. Every time. Well, as always, we're out of time, Ryan. Thanks for coming on the show, giving us updates. North Korea, pay attention, people. Things can develop. Pay attention to it. Ryan, have a good night. Thanks for coming on. We'll have you back soon.
All right. You do the same. Take care, Jenna.
Awesome, brother. And here's some more of the Quadro. We'll be right back.